Perhaps you would like to open your Bible to Deuteronomy and chapter 4. Perhaps we could look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, thank you again for your presence and grace. God, help us in understanding in the light of heaven, in the light of your wonderful outworkings, so that we can honor you the more and hang in there the better. And our God, we're going to thank you very much. In Christ's name, amen. In looking, as we did on Wednesday, the pages have to be turned. You can't take your Bible and stay in one page. They have to be turned. History demands the pages be turned. The calendar demands. The clock demands. You don't have any choice. It has to be changed. It has to move. It has nothing to do with our feelings, our fears, our faults, anything. It just has to be. And everyone in human history has lived in a given segment of time. Our times are in his times, in God's hands. And everyone has to live. It's our turn. Now, having said that little bit, and keeping that in mind, if you would recall, so that we have the refresh my mind and perhaps yours, in God, humans do not want to honor God. Cain did not want to honor God, so he built the city. And in the days of Cain, they went and they had the Noah. In the days of Noah, Cain, they had a great host of humanity, and they did evil continually. And apart from Noah and his family, they were the only ones saved. Now, having gone on to Genesis after the flood. You remember the Tower of Babel, Genesis 11, 1 through 9. And the Tower of Babel, they were avoiding being scattered. That's what Cain was to do, wander. And they didn't want to be scattered. They want to be one. One gives them power. A city gives you power. Living out in the woods doesn't give you power. The city gives you power. You got lots of people. Religion gives you power. If you're the only one that believes something, that isn't what you're going to do with that. But if you can get a million people to believe what you do, wow, you can hide among them. Power. So, they were scattered, and they became nations, Genesis 10. And the nations had political, same tower and city as in Genesis 11. They continued having political and religious exercise, disregarding, disconnected from God. And that's what they did. And they built a Babel and all of that. And in the process, they did all of that and proceeded down the corridor of time. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel. Israel was raised up. What was Israel raised up for? Now remember, God created all us humans. All us humans, when Adam and Eve were created, all us humans were to be found out of Adam. God didn't make a new count when he created Adam. Before the creation of the world, Christ died for the sins of the world. So the whole bunch of people are here. They're already here. Adam and Eve began the process of getting them out into the world. That's us. Here we are. So, as we go down the road, God died on the cross for us, and therefore, God has to make it so that we can be born. Because God doesn't have. God had them all counted out. God doesn't miss a trick. Doesn't miss a count. So you have to be born. That's why you're here. And say, why did I have to be born like Job? And God explains it. Now, so having been born, on planet Earth. God had to have us born. And therefore, these nations and politics and religion and all of that, godless nations, as they're raised up, God died for everyone in them. So therefore, you want to understand that they have to exist. And they rise and fall, the nations do, politically and religiously. And as they rise and fall, they are doing their thing, religiously and politically. God wants to get a message to them. God's message to them, in the clearest way possible, they are nations. How do you reach nations? By using a nation to show the nations what they need to know. God raised up Israel, a nation. Deuteronomy chapter 4, you know all these things. But all of this has to come together of where we are. Pieces of information need to always be connected. Otherwise, the next point in history, you didn't catch it. Therefore, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. This is Israel's assignment. You remember, you know it better than I. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding, God's word and works. Wisdom in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, what are the nations going to say? Surely this great nation, Israel, is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh or near unto them as the Lord our God has in all these things that we call upon him for? So that all the nations knew they aren't like Israel. Israel is a very special nation, and they recognize God. And therefore, verse 8, we read, such a nation. Now, having said that, that's a wonderful assignment. That was Israel's assignment. That is Israel's assignment. Even in unbelief, it's Israel's assignment. And in the millennium coming up, it wonderfully is Israel's assignment. Israel being rejected by God, but there is a testimony that God hasn't got rid of the program or his plan. Therefore, over if you would please to Deuteronomy and chapter 31. And in chapter 31, God, they're going to cross the Jordan River. That's right at the last year. They're going to cross the Jordan River and go into the land of Canaan. So, God, what are they to understand after these 40 years? Chapter 31, for the sake of time and everything, to catch enough. Verse 20, for when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them, and provoke me, and break my covenant. Verse 21. And it shall come to pass that when evils, many evils and troubles, are befallen them, that this song shall testify, it's a negative song, against them, as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, for I will, that's the song. You can't sing God's song without being on realize you're a sinner, you need to be saved. That's what Israel do. But you don't hear Israel singing this song. They don't want to sing this song. There's other songs to sing. Verse 21 again. This song shall testify against them, and that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination, their thought process, which they go about even now, they haven't even crossed the Jordan, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. I already know the thing. So what's going to happen? The forecast, what's the weather going to be? Well, the forecast is you're going to cross the Jordan. When you cross the Jordan, you're going to go over there, and you're going to have a wonderful 7-year super conquest of the land, miraculously, wonderfully, powerfully. And in the process, though, are you going to go and possess the land and your piece of property that I've given you, each tribe? No. Ultimately, we aren't going to do that. Therefore, be aware, be put on notice, since that is what you're going to do. Many evils and troubles are going to follow you. You're going to be in trouble. So here's Israel, and it goes through the kings and et cetera, and the Assyrian and the Babylonian captivity and all of that, times of the Gentiles. It goes all through that. And in going through it, in moving through that, God is going to go, and they are not going to have awesome blessing. They're going to have trouble and evil, bad, within themselves, and thus on top of them by the enemy. So the Assyrians can do what they do, and the Babylonians can do what they do, and they do it. Now, having said that, keeping that in mind, over to Daniel, and Daniel chapter 2. And in Daniel chapter 2, you would recall, God gives the outline of history to follow Babylonian's conquest of Israel. Israel's down at the bottom. Israel is no more. Jerusalem's ruins, temple's in ruins. It's the Gentiles' time. It's their time. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, you will know, please, in the God gives the history in Daniel chapter 2, and in the image, verse 31 and following, and you have the head of the man, the head of gold, Babylon, etc., silver and all of that, and Medo-Persia follows Babylon. It did it follow? Uh-huh. What followed Medo-Persia? Greece. Did Greece follow Alexander the Great? Absolutely. Did Rome follow Greece? Uh-huh, it did. So that's history. It had to happen. God said it would happen. When God said it would happen, it'll happen. God said it. It's a must. The pages must go to it. They must be turned. Now, having said that, now the point I want you to get at this, here's all of that movement, and the 10 toes are coming, and the feet of iron and clay, which is where we are now, and we're looking, what's the next event? We're right at the end of the foot here, looking for the toes. We haven't got the toes. These aren't toes. Did you understand that? We're waiting for the toes to come. Now, so therefore God, in this business of pages turned, and things aren't worked according to your will, it's a must, uh-huh. So when we come over to verse 45, in verse 45, picking up please, you will note in 2 and 45, for as much then as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, what shall come to pass hereafter. After Nebuchadnezzar, and it's all going to go work out, Medo-Persia, and the dream is certain, what we read, if we read it all, and the interpretation is sure. It's a sure thing. It's going to be just like I said. We're at the end of the foot. The toes are coming. Hang on. Now, having said that, so it's a sure thing. And you could do the same thing in chapter 7, etc. And you'll see it on the beast. Beast has to happen. Sliding over now for time's sake. Well, we'll turn the pages. It's keep you awake. Daniel chapter 7. And it has to happen. Chapter 7, same thing you just read Only now you're reading it in the light of the image of a man to the four wild beasts. And when you come to the end, Rome, the feet, the toes, the horns, verse 7:14. And there was given unto him dominion, our Lord, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. It's going to happen. It has to happen. The King of Kings must reign. He's going to reign for 1,000 years. That's what's going to happen. It has to go through the cycle. The pages have to be turned. We don't have any choice. It's just going to be that way. It's history. Daniel chapter 12. And in Daniel chapter 12, may I go, please, if I can, to verse 1. Daniel 12, 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Even to that same time, tribulation, there'll be nothing like the tribulation ever. Now, shall be at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. So in this wonderful, that's the future of Israel. Israel's going to go through the tribulation. That's going to be their exercise to wake up. And God's going to come and make Israel the nation that he had intended them and that they didn't believe and missed out on. So when we come now to chapter 12, here's history, great prophetic book, Daniel. So we come and we're going to pick up, please, in verse 4. Just a little word I want you to see. But thou, Daniel, and here's Daniel. Daniel did all this. He's got it in his head. But Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. At the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. It's the time of the end. Just get that little phrase. There's an end to everything. There's a beginning and an end. There's a start to a finish. Page 1 goes to page 2, page 3. It has to be. That's what I'm trying to lock on. I need to see that so because we're humans and we tend not to do that. Chapter 12, down in verse 6. And one said to the man, clothing linen, which was upon the waters of the water, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? How long before it'll all end? They're looking for whatever's going on is going to end. That's correct. Sliding down to verse 8. And I heard, and I heard, and I understood, but I understood not. But then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? So he's looking again. Well, what about these things? When are they going to end? How are they going to end? Verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. So you have to go to wait, and history must work itself out, and we're going to come to the book of Revelation, the end. Revelation doesn't tell you the ends, doesn't tell you to look anywhere. The revelation isn't sealed. Daniel, as far as he's concerned, he can't know anymore. He doesn't need to know anymore. Verse 13, he's finished. But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of thy days. Your whole life's going to be worked out, but you aren't going. You do your job. It's our turn to do our job. Everyone's has an end, there is an end. There is an end to everything, but it isn't the end yet. Now, having said that little bit, keeping that in mind, over to Matthew. Matthew or Mark, I'm just going to say take your pick, but don't do that. Matthew chapter 24, since you read that. And note, please. In in Matthew chapter 24, picking up, please, in sliding directly in the light of verse 4, deception is going to be there. Verse 6, you shall hear of wars and rumors of war, actual wars, and talk about war. Rumors of war. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So when you see all these things, I'm going to tell you what they're going to be. Matthew 24. But it isn't the end. It isn't the end. So God, you're telling us everything has to move, and everything has a beginning and an end, and the next thing happens. Now, and that's what you have in your computer, your internet, and all of that. You know, everything. How is it set up? Everything, to put it in the computer, you can't leave something that doesn't have an end. And all these things, you guys are internet people. It has an end. Everything has to have an end. You can't have something that doesn't have a period to it. Part one, part two, part three, part four. You have to have that. That's the only way it works. It won't work without that. When you're designing everything. So I don't care. You know, what do you care, right? As long as it works, you see a picture, and it tells you where to go, what to eat, and what to do. What more do you want? I mean, after all. So, God, here we are. Everything has an end. It all has an end. Over to 1 John. And here's John, the last living apostle. And in 1 John, again, chapter 2, he's learning, he's the last one. The book of Revelation, everything comes from John. What are you saying, John, before 100 A.D., just around 100 A.D., good enough. 1 John chapter 2, picking up, please, if I can, directly in verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And you have heard, as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now, there are many Antichrist, the great spirit, the movement against God, whereby we know that it is the last time. So John, this is 100 AD. We're way down the road from that. We're way down the road from the iron legs and the feet. And we're just approaching the toes, coming to the toes. That's what we're coming to. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, if you would, so here we are looking, and God, it's the last times. Okay, so let's put that together a little bit, if we can. We have, and as you're reading, global conditions. We'll catch it in a minute if you didn't. The global conditions. So the world. God so loved the world, he did what? He died. God so loved the world that he condemned. That's the world system. That isn't North America, South America, Africa, India. It's the whole globe. It's a global problem, a global solution, and a global exercise it is. It isn't a local exercise like in Canada or something. It's a global one. Big time. The whole ball of wax, that's what Christ died for. Now, hang on. Having said that, and keeping that in mind, if you would. So God, here we are looking, and here's the global conditions, as we mentioned. And here's China, and all of these things. And China has huge power. Wonderful, awesome position in the sense of awesome. And they control, they are, and they predicted, before very long, maybe even before this year ends, they'll be the superpower. We're going to yield to them. You know that. They already have it. Who has the educational? Who's in the educational? China. Who controls the internet and the businesses? China's got its hand in it. Who makes the parts for the military? China. Who's got the Navy? Who's building up millions, a couple of million men? China. China. What's China's? Where are you going, China? We're coming west. We're sliding around India, the Berean Sea, Bering Sea and all of that. We're sliding around. We're taking a coast of Africa, and the east coast of Africa. We're coming. What are we doing? We're taking over. We're coming. Who's going to stop us? It ain't going to be us. Hang on. You got to have that. We aren't. We're a superpower. We're the one power that keeps this world unstable. The good guys out there, they're hoping that we can keep it. Taiwan, all of them. But we aren't. We aren't anymore. Ah, that causes even more. Here's the virus problems, disrupting everything. Business, education, economy, medical. Disrupting everything, disrupting the whole society. Okay, so here's China, and China's going and doing what it thinks. It's doing its thing. And it's doing its thing, and it's a big time. Hang on to that, because we've got to put that together with the rest of it. So, having said that, and so here's China doing what it's going to do. And in the process, I don't want to jump ahead here. Let me just go back a sec. So as we are looking at China and our world we live in, global conditions, and so and what started us off in this virus, way back there in May or March or April, whatever it was, and in the process we looked at David walking in the valley of the shadow of death. He was not going to fear evil because God was with him, and we've been going because God used that as his example God gave to how to make it. How are we going to walk? How are we going to walk in a world? God tells us. David, use him, understand David, and take the benefit and bring it over to the New Testament. Now, so here comes the valley of the shadow of death, deep darkness. Evil is there. We're surrounded by evil. We're surrounded by darkness. David's times, Psalm 31, are in David's times, are in God's time. David's time is in the middle of God's time, and his lot is in his own lap. Our time now is in these times, and our lot is in our lap. It's in our lap. That's where we is. You may not like it. You may not understand it. You may not want it. But it's in your lap, like it or not. It's in your lap. And it's head. Hang on. I want to get you so discouraged that you'll just go home and have a depressed state. Is that right? I'm just kidding. I want the opposite to happen. But you'll never do it if you don't read this right. And it isn't giving you the right message out there 99% of the time. So now, therefore, here we are looking, God, and our lot is in our own lap. And we are going, and we are to experience our lot in order to be the witness. You can't be a witness that to the something if you aren't in it. You have to be in it. We're to be in the world, but not of the world. A silly illustration. Could we be a witness right now if I could lift you all up and magically lift you up in the air and put you up there, up where the space things are running around, and up there, that's not too high, and up there, and we're all gonna get together and encourage each other and tell everyone to do good and hang in there, right? Now tell me, for us who are still on earth, you're up there talking to each other. Would you tell me what good that does to me down here? You have to be in the world and not of it to get to the world. You can't be a witness if you aren't in it. That's why you go through the aches and pains. Your body is sinful nature, same as everybody else's. And you have to go through it in order to identify. How are you going to comfort anybody if you don't know? You have to, I'm in the same thing. Our Lord took all, every problem, disease, sickness in his own body, as it were, in the tree. So the Hebrews 2, God says, I know all about it. So you can't ever tell God he won't know. God, you don't understand. Wrong. God thoroughly understands. And we need to trust him. Hang on. Now, having said that a little bit, and keeping that in mind, if it would, so here we are in the goals. The goals are over there. And the goals of the world system. Has the devil plan? Is the devil? The devil has a wonderful plan, awesome plan. Genesis 3:15. He is going to try and end up crucifying Christ. All of that. Now, does the devil's love of darkness and evil, does that change? If you go back 1,000 years, up to today, is this evil? Is love of darkness change? Love of evil change? Is his plan changed? No. No, it never has. But it's our turn in the same system, world system, made up of all the people that Christ died for, to do what devil's doing. So the devil's doing what he does. Yes, his goals, and his goal is to have his place to be as God. We're going to say a little more about that. And so that's his plan. Now, you can't fulfill the plan of the ten toes, you can't fulfill this with the United States being the great carer and hope of the world, in the sense of keeping everything from stable, China and Iran and all of these, North Korea and all this stuff. Because Israel isn't going to, the country isn't going to be that. It just isn't going to do it. So you need to know that and understand that. It's not going to do it. It can't be up. Why? Israel's never going to, who has Israel got a treaty with now? Who's the ally of Israel? We are. At least we were last week. Okay. Israel can't trust us anymore. We aren't going to support Israel. And we aren't able to support Israel because we're tied into every other dumb country out there. Iran, going back to every, China, we're going back to everything in a way we never were. Now, having said that a little bit and keeping that in mind, if you would, as going down the corridor of time here, and so therefore, Israel, United States has to go down, and the church, the wonderful testimony of the church, its wonderful grace, the grace of God, is going to have to turn over into wrath. It's going to have to happen now, and recently, just recently, all of the things, you had the intrusion or the thing in the Congress, the rally on the 20th or whatever it was, and a lot of people came, dear people from all over the country, I guess, and they wanted to show their support to the Congress to do something to put this thing in order, however it is, put it in order. So the Congress proceeded as scheduled, and here's this great crowd, and the great crowd moved outside, as many have done over the years, for things, and they're outside there to just be to show their support for the Congress deliberating and doing the right thing. That's all they wanted. But the enemy is awful smart. The enemy, they already should have learned it. All the way from 2016, you should have learned about the enemy. you should have learned the enemy is hot against anything that's happening right now. We do not America number one is unacceptable. America number one means you tell them, you get the job, you get the benefits. AT&T and Disney and Wall Street and Facebook and Twitter and Tweeter, all of them. It's money, isn't it? Money, power. That's what runs it. That's global. And they know that. You can't have, you got to have cheap labor. Cheap labor, get cheap labor. And whatever you can do to make money, to make a buck. And the people don't mind because they get the benefits of whatever they're doing. So we got an awesome, a lot of things on that. I'm just fumbling it out. It's all over the place. But now, in the process, they did that. So they should have known better. And here comes the busloads, couple, three or four busloads of people in, escorted in at the front. And ultimately, what do we got? We got a whole lot of people up in the front line, which is where you would expect the enemy to be. Why? Because we've got to disrupt. We've got to give a message. The message has already been sent out. I say that because as we go and break the glass, then we have the authorities on the other side of the door opening the door and letting us in. Now, what kind of thing is that? And that's based on what, a phone call to the authorities? Okay, open the doors. Why? Now, I'll give you one reason. One reason. We're going to go through a debate about Arizona, Pennsylvania, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We don't want to go through that debate because we may lose. So let's make it so we don't do it and disrupt it right at Arizona. And we disrupt it. And we meet at 3 o'clock in the morning. Are you ready to make a vote? We're tired. Well, I mean, it's my bedtime. I was asleep 2 hours ago. And the awfulness, what was reported, the mob, the lots and thousands of people, they are rebels. If they invaded, I'm telling you, the Congress wouldn't be alive today. The police wouldn't have stood a chance if that happened. That wasn't their will, and everyone knows that. But why would, I understand the enemy who wants them in there and wants this. I do not understand why some of you guys that are supposed to be on our side say it was an awful thing for the crowd to do that. The crowd didn't do it. The bad guys did it. And it turned around, and instead of looking at the bad guys, you're looking at the crowd. And the crowd isn't the issue. And I almost, when I saw that, I almost jumped into the television and grabbed the person and said, listen, you... It was a lady from Alaska or something. I mean, I as long as you've got that, where are your friends? Where are the people? If the bad guys are bad and the good guys don't do anything about the bad guys and think the bad guys are right in their thinking, would you tell me how you're going to fix anything? You aren't going to fix any, and it's already in motion. The whole thing is so bad. Publicly bringing in millions of votes by truck by night into the night after the election's over, that's a fact. All of those things are fact. But who wants to think about them? All of those things. So, as we have that, all of those things in the voting and that, and I lost what I was going to say, but in the process, they're going to proceed. And they do it very openly. It's an open thing. The truck coming in, so we know it. So everyone knows it. But we aren't going to do anything about it. We're not going to do anything about it. Nope, no matter what it is. We aren't going to do anything about anything. So why can we be so brazen and begin to go after Facebook, Google, and every other dumb thing out there are out there. Apparently they're out to what? Silence anything or anyone anywhere that will speak up about Trump being number one, saying anything about the election, saying anything about us, what we're saying. You can't say it. It's going to be in the churches soon. You can't say it. You're silenced. What happened to free speech? What happened to protest? Only they can do it. No one's ever going to say it. Aren't they still doing it in Portland? You guys know that. Who's going to? It's all right for them. But it isn't all right for the good guys. Why? Because the bad guys are in control. And they were in control. When were the bad guys not in control? When was the devil, from Genesis chapter 3 onward, the devil, he's the prince of the power of the air. He's the god, little g, of this world. It's his world. It's his territory. We're foreigners. Our Lord Jesus Christ will say to Pontius Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were of this world system, which I've condemned, my kingdom, my men would fight. And when my men fight, like Israel of old, there's no army in the world that can beat them. But it isn't my kingdom. This is your kingdom. This is the world's kingdom. I've condemned it." Can't hang on to that. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, so it's a clear cut. Everything is so clear from the impeachment back 4 years ago. The whole thing is so clear. And you get frustrated, people do. I saw two news things in the same period, which I don't often get to do these things, but I was watching it. And I said they were discouraged, men that were standing. They were discouraged. I felt bad for them. I know how they feel. But you and I have a wonderful possession. We're believers. And we weren't looking for this dumb system to work. The pages have to be turned. It would be nice if it wasn't turned, and you could, I'll give you a little magic, and you can all retire and have golf, have your own golf course, your own everything, and you can have it for 30 years. Won't that be a wonderful retirement? And you won't have any illness, and you'll be wonderful. See? But it doesn't work that way. No. It's all going downhill, and we've reached the point with the 10 toes. It's a whole other world, and Israel has to go down. I'm going to get that. I hope I'm not going to get... That's why I got to do this try. I'll never make it. I'm trying to help you understand. Most of the country does not understand any of this. And they don't care. That's the problem. And that's what we're up against. But that isn't my job or your job. Your job and my job is to honor our Lord. That's why we're sitting here. We're looking to God. We're in His presence. We're trying to keep up. We aren't trying to be stupid about things. We're trying to understand them. They aren't going to change. I don't want to change them. We got a person that's going to be president that should be somewhere else. Without me saying it. Okay. We got that. No question. But that isn't my thing. Your thing. Your thing is just to bear witness. God's doing what He's doing. We just sit here, right? Aren't you doing that? Most of you? Sleep? No. There you are. But God, right now, while you sit here, is busy, 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 all over everywhere. Your city, your home, your house, the economy, the grocery store, God's in top of it all. And He's there. So what are we doing? We're honoring the God who's on top of it all. That's what we're doing. So that we're walking with God in the thick and thin of it, in the darkness, in the evil. We're walking with Him. So in the light of that, so Satan's rule doesn't change. It's a global movement, global. And that's why it's going to sell, because it's the way to do it. the way to business, to have the best business, and it's immaterial. And interestingly enough, in global, and I don't want to get ahead of myself here, communism and socialism, all of that, and in the process, the system is not interested, especially communism and that. They are not interested in the cost. The present movement is not interested in the cost. Do you understand that? The cost is not the issue. So I don't care. You have to help me. I'll help you with battle. We're in the trenches here. And with the shooting the bullets. Shooting the bullets. So I probably wouldn't have been very good in the trench. In the process, here come the bullets. So the bullets are there. It's a flat piece of ground. Now, am I going to say charge? No, I'm not going to say charge. I know we need to get there. But we're going to have to find some other way to do it. Because there's no sense in standing up and getting shot. It's a sure thing. So we're going to go. We're going to go and have to find another plan. And so, God, what are we going to do to fix it? You want, God said, I am. How are you going to fix it? I'm going to remove the United States down, and I'm going to let Europe come up. How are you going to let Europe come up? By China. China is going to encourage Europe to get up. Competition. Competition. I can't even give the reasons. I'll give them to you. Have to do it late. Wait. Now, so in the process, God, here we are, and the virus is disrupted, and the global things are all there in global issues. It's easy to talk globally. Our court does it. Someone just mentioned the other day the banking. Banking's busy doing it. But what? Money. The way to handle it. And it's going to change. Things are going to change that you say never will change. They may change before the end of January. They aren't going to wait. They don't care about waiting. They're free. No one's going to stop them in any way, shape, or form, except God. But God has opened the door. He has allowed it by way of the virus. The virus has disrupted everything. And the world, instead of turning to God, has got all upset with itself. Like Israel, here come the Philistines. Why don't you look to God? I'll find a Samson. No, we aren't going to look to God, and we aren't going to find a Samson. We're going to try to work, negotiate, and care. The world system doesn't care. They don't. I'm going to give you another illustration. Thank you for that. It's a football games, aren't they now? Football games. Now, if you've played any sport, I'm going to use football, but whatever sport you like, basketball, whatever, and in the football game. Now, the football game we're going to play, and this side's going to play against this side. And it's a normal understanding. We have a rule book, and we have umpires, right? Referees. Okay, so we play the game, and you know the rules, and we're the umpires. So we're going to play the game, and you play the game back and forth. I blow the whistle and whatever it is, and this guy wins, you guys lose. All game, all over, we'll start again. Is it that kind of game? No. This time, here's the team over here, and the team over here, they're the bad guys. Now, the bad guy, what do I know about this? But do we have to play them? Oh, we do have to play them. Because we're on the field. We're on the playing field of the earth. We're having to play them. And you know what? They have no rules. And the empires are their empires. There's no way to get a fair call. Do you understand? It's the game. That's the game we're in to play. We're on the field. And when we're all passive, and I understand that, because we aren't going to change. I'm not fighting this. You know, if you come to hit Jeanette over there with the things, I'll probably go and get my fly swatter and get you. What can I tell you? But apart from that, you know, you got to do what you got to do. It's your world. It's your time. And to the extent that God wants to let, I'm looking to go up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm surely not going to go up until I get over. Forget that. I'm certainly not going to go up until the Lord has said so. So now we're waiting, God, looking, and in the process now. So did you understand that little illustration with football? I hope you did. I'm going to give you that's a little illustration historically. I'm going to give you the big one that is the sample of the whole thing, of what's happening. Over to Revelation chapter 13. Now watch. See. Now the God of this world, Satan, our adversary, the devil, our accuser, there they are, playing the game. Now, the game's been played over and over and over again. Each time history moves, pages are turned, everything must happen going down the corridor. Now, here we are. Now, God, there. Now, what's the final play like this? The final one. Wide open, like this one is. This one's wide open. Evil is saying, who cares what we say or what we do or how we rule? Just shut up and stay out of the way and I'll let you live. Okay. So here's Revelation 13. The Antichrist comes along, and he, first 3.5 years, all the things happen. Now, God, what are you going to do? Well, God, you're looking, and in the wars and rumors of wars and all of these different things are there, and you come to chapter 13, and sliding down, if I can, for time, over to verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. This is the tribulation, the middle of the tribulation. Make war with the saints. And to overcome them, he's going to beat them. They're going to win. No, they aren't going to win. They aren't going to win. Like in the days of Nero and that, crucified, burned lions, bears, and whatever they did to get them. And it was given unto him, verse 7, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, languages, tongues, and nations. And all those that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb, slain before the foundation, from the foundation of the world. Now, God, what are we doing? You're going to make him. Now, here's the devil. Now, what is this Washington about? Washington is about what? Washington is about the center of our country. It represents our republic to the flag for which we stand and all of those things. It's everything about good old American history, a unique country. Now, what are we going to do? Well, we aren't going to go and take over New York. We're going to take over the headquarters. That's the Capitol. And we're going to run the Capitol. We're going to dominate the Capitol. You understand? You say, no. Oh, absolutely. Tell me what they aren't running. They run the FBI. They run everything. Well, they're running. They run the whole thing. Now, how can you do anything? God, we're looking ahead to the Antichrist. What's he doing? The same movement, only superior in power. Over to chapter 13 and verse over down to verse 15, for time's sake. And he had power, to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the beast should be killed. You can't, kept reading, you don't have time. You can't buy a cell. Control from headquarters. Washington, control. Coming up, the Antichrist, control for the whole world. Did you get it? Controlled. And who's going to buck him? And he's going to do what? I'm ahead of myself. He isn't going to go. He isn't a communist. He isn't Islamic. He's going to put his, how is he going to put this front? He's going to put his image in the temple. In the temple. Where are you going to do it? In Congress. In the headquarters. In the temple. That's how you can do it. I'm going to play God in the temple. Well, I got to quit. That's the wrong way to end. But be encouraged, will you please? All the while, Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, if you're saved. Right now, where you sit here, you are seated there. You are seated already in heavenly places in Christ. So even though you sit in the pew, you're seated there. Do you understand that? And it will only take a moment, and you'll know it. So when you sit here, you're in the world, but not of it. As my Father sent me, John 17, so send I you into the world. Christ in you, Christ seated at the right hand of God in his perfect humanity, we're waiting. We're in his presence. So, that doesn't help. I'm sorry. If your stomach, have your stomach, hold it a little longer. We'll pray. Our Father and God, we thank you for your grace, your kindness. God, help us as we proceed and try to just understand, God, what's happening and why, so that we're able to proceed logically and objectively, carefully, representing your grace and your mercy, and God, and being a light in the darkness. In the midst of the storm, a light shining. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Spirit of God, little ones, each one of us, God, people that are saved, unsaved, people that don't know, don't care. God, here we are. Help us. We want to be a remnant that's looking to you with thanksgiving. In Christ's name, amen.